common practices of those who practice Dia de los Muertos is this matter of constructing altars. And in fact, they construct altars simply to honor the dead. Now, these altars often are found in homes of those who have lost loved ones, but also in graveyards and in some cities throughout the streets. And this is very much a wicked practice to do, and it's actually contrary to the Word of God. In fact, let me read you here from 2 Kings chapter number 21, verses 1 through 4, where the Bible reads, Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hephzibah, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, after the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. For he built up again the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed, and he reared up altars for Baal, and made a grove, as did Ahab king of Israel, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served them. You see, here in this story, we see that there is this wicked king by the name of Manasseh who reared up these altars, and the Bible said that he did it unto Baal. Well, throughout the Bible, we understand that Baal is another reference for Satan. But the Bible says here that he worshipped all the host of heaven. So his motive was to worship the host of heaven with these altars, but what did God say? He was worshiping Baal. And throughout this month, and specifically on November 1st and 2nd, there's going to be all kinds of altars of people who think they're honoring their deceased, but what are they doing? They're worshiping Baal.